what are now. Is this on? Good. Just before I commence, and just one more announcement. In view of the service on Thursday night for Adneska, the Thursday night prayer meeting is cancelled. So anybody's coming along to that, just to let you know, don't. There's not one. Thank you. I just want to thank Gordon and Chick for asking me and inviting me to be part of the turn-in and being part of the prayer ministry for the turn-in. I was hugely honoured to have this responsibility being put on my shoulders. And it was something that was a bit of a challenge for me because it's something I'd never done before. So to take on a challenge of leading a whole church and even beyond the church for getting people to pray was something that I needed to put a lot of thought and prayer into myself. So after I was asked, I went and had a thought about how I would go about putting together a format for people to pray over the turning. I thought about what points to consider, especially for the people who were going out in the streets, and also not just our own people from our own church, but people from the other churches as well. I was also invited to, told in no uncertain terms, to put a WhatsApp group together so that I could communicate with other people who had signed up to be part of the prayer group. Again, something that I'd never done before, but it's something that I was able to do. And one of the things, again, as I was praying, I was just trying to put a strategy together for prayer, and I sent out a quick email around all the people we had signed up with a number of prayer points that I thought were appropriate for the turn-in, people to pray for the street teams, people to pray for the discipleship teams, people to pray for themselves. And it was quite a comprehensive list, and so if you got it, thank you very much for praying. And for those who did pray, I really appreciate your help and support in praying. The day after I put the work WhatsApp group together, I didn't intend this to happen, but I was getting ready for work the next morning, and a thought crossed my mind, and that was to put around all the prayer team a word to declare over their lives and a word to declare over the lives of the street team. And that word came from Acts 1:8. And the declaration was that we had been empowered by the Holy Spirit to be his witnesses. And I thought that was a really good scripture to go with and to just to declare over our own lives, to declare over the lives of the street team that they would be his witnesses. And as I said, initially I didn't have any intention of continuing this throughout the period, but the next day I got another scripture, which was Psalm 91. And I got the people to declare that God is our protection and God is our protector. And again, declare that over the street team. And the next day, I got another scripture. And I thought this was getting a bit habitual. I thought there was more to it than just a one-off thing. So I began to seek the Lord on a daily basis for something to share with the street teams. But declaring what God has said and not sort of begging for God to do it. And what I mean by that is just to say that he's already done it, not asking for it, but believing he's already done it. He's already baptized you in the Holy Spirit. He's already empowered you to be his witnesses. And one of the scriptures that really stood out for me from the very beginning of the turning was Psalm 133. It starts off how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. And it finishes up by saying, for there the Lord commands blessing, even life evermore. And I felt that was an important scripture for myself to make a declaration over the lives of the people who were going out in the street teams. It's not just our own street team, but all the street teams from all the various churches. Because in the turning here in Edinburgh, there was over 20 churches involved in going out and being part of what was going on in the city. And as Gordon's already said, 427 people made commitments to the Lord in the 8 or 9 days that people were out in the streets. And I think nationally in Scotland over that same period, there was about 854. So more or less half the people who made commitments to the Lord were from Edinburgh, which I thought was a phenomenal answer to prayer in that here's the churches here in this city coming together in unity, and we are seeing the evidence of God working in response to that by bringing life and life forevermore to over 400 people. And I just was blown away by that. One of the other prayers that I was offering up before the Lord was a daily reading I got a few months ago. And this was based on the scripture from Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. It says that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. And the author of that reading went on to explain that when we are walking with the Lord is able to order our steps. And he was saying that he can put us in the right place at the right time to receive the right favor. And that was one of my prayers and declarations over the street teams, that God would put the right person at the right place at the right time so that the person that they would be speaking to would receive favor from the Lord, which is salvation. And I was blown away. I went along to two of the worship nights. I wasn't intending to go to any of them, but I had an inclination to go to a number of worship nights, and I ended up going to two. And I was actually blown away by the number of people who got up, stood up, who had been out in the streets, and who had testified how God had led them to speak to people. And I'd just like to finish off with just one of the testimonies that I heard that really blew me away. It was a guy who had come up from Redden Church down south. His name was Johannes. He comes from Hamburg in Germany. And his testimony was this, that he and his companion were walking the streets and they were looking for people to speak to stop and to go through a script that they had been taught to go through with people that they were sharing. And they were having no success. And they came across the junction and they were about to cross this road when he felt inclined to go down the street. Now, the street was a residential street, and there was no pedestrians walking up and down the street, but he still felt inclined to walk down the street. Halfway down the street, they come across a shop, which has outside it a table with some leaflets on it, which were weighed down by an empty coffee cup. And he said that he was looking in at the shop and saw that there was no customers in the shop, apart from the storekeeper. And he just wondered whether this was something that God was asking him to do, maybe go in and speak to the storekeeper. And just at that, a gust of wind comes across, blows the coffee mug all over, and starts blowing the leaflets up and down the street. So him and his companion began to pick up the leaflets. At the same time, the shopkeeper, seeing what's happened, comes out and joins them. Once they've got the leaflets together, the three of them have gone back into the shop. And so Johannes felt that this was an entry point for him to start speaking to the shopkeeper. So he begins to speak to the shopkeeper and discovers that she's from Germany. And he carries on, he goes through the script with this lady, and she's interested. She's really interested in hearing what he has to say. She's agreeing with all the scriptures that are being shared. And he goes on, just at that point, another customer walks into the shop. And now he gets a bit panicky because he's thinking, this is going to be a distraction, this is going to stop the flow of what I've got to say. But just at that, his companion intercepts this other customer, and she begins to engage this other customer in a conversation. Johannes finishes his conversation with the shopkeeper, brings her to the Lord, and signs her up on the turn-in app that was on his phone. As he finishes the conversation, he's aware of the conversation going on behind him. Has turned from a general conversation onto the script. And at the end of that, this customer also commits her life to the Lord. And I was just blown away. The number of testimonies that I heard on the two nights I was at the worship nights were just so much answer to prayer. And I'm just so grateful that God does answer prayer. Amen.
Thank you, sir.